I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. At St. Mark United Methodist Church in Columbia, organizations and state agencies met for a focus group last month to share their systems for finding volunteers to work in the ongoing disaster recovery.
Volunteers really are leaned on by all of these organizations who head the disaster recovery effort. And another thing we talked about was how do we account for volunteers,
That was Bryant Archie, one of the participants in the focus group. As an AmeriCorps volunteer, he serves as a client services coordinator for SBP, one of the disaster relief organizations at work in the state. Archie says he wanted to get involved with disaster recovery because for him, the 2015 floods hit very close to home.
I live in the area, so I actually have an apartment off of Rosewood, so I was really in the thick of things as far as the flood was concerned. So whenever I heard that there was this opportunity to kind of help the community that's given so much to me, I just kind of jumped on it.
As a Midlands resident and a recent graduate of USC, Archie says he knew people who were directly affected by the flood.
I had friends that were victims of the flood. I actually had one friend that was one of the victims that died. It's definitely something that's impacted my life specifically, and I feel good that I can help out with it.
Archie started his volunteer service this winter, more than a year after the floods, but he says he's learned that the need for volunteers is ongoing.
One of the things I learned was there's about a six-week period of people coming in to help immediately after the flood or any other natural disaster, but the actual recovery period can last anywhere from 3 to 7 years. In a time period that lasts that long, it would be easy for people to kind of lose steam.
Two nonprofits, Columbia Resilience and Lutheran Services of the Carolinas, hope to combat the loss of momentum by bringing organizations together to learn from each other. Through planning this focus group, Ayanna Woodbury, who works for Lutheran Services through AmeriCorps, says she learned that many organizations are currently short on volunteers.
I've been working on trying to figure out the systems, if they're effective and that sort of thing. And I've met with a lot of different organizations who said that they were lacking volunteers. So I came up with this focus group to kind of learn what we could do and to, further develop the systems.
The event organizers presented the idea to implement a time bank in Columbia. Such a system would allow people to receive services in exchange for their own volunteer time. Woodbury says the time bank system is new to South Carolina, but has been used successfully worldwide.
Basically, it's exchange of time instead of money. So they really want to focus on low-income populations, these communities who don't have these resources, just so they can gain skills and still be able to get the assistance that they need without having that money.
Lavada Smith is a disaster case manager for Lutheran Services who works with families who need help rebuilding their damaged homes. Smith says nonprofits have struggled to get volunteers involved in recent months, but that is beginning to change as organizations continue to raise awareness.
I know the United Way has done a lot more aggressive outreach for volunteers, so those things are coming to fruition. Like, we are starting to see that there are more volunteers available, and we're getting a lot of projects done a little bit more quicker, and we're able to add more projects to the queue a little bit quicker.
This focus group is the second in a series about the 2015 flood recovery. Woodbury says she plans to hold another group later in the year.
I want that to focus on just the flood victims themselves this time and kind of seeing how their experience was, how do they think we can improve, and that sort of thing.
Improving the systems for disaster relief is essential as the state continues to recover from the flood and now Hurricane Matthew. For more on this story, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. This piece was produced with Haley Kellner. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.